Jerry.
Well, Henry Clifford. No hurry. But after all, I mean, how often do you see him?
What? What's the matter?
I must be a little touched. Listen to this. Mary, Elizabeth Lang, to Andrew McClure, July 2nd, 1740.
Well?
Wait a minute. Children, Fiona, born October 10th, 1742. Jean, born April 8th, 1748.
Well?
But Fiona is 26. She's got a sister, 6 years younger, named Jean.
Well?
But those are the two sisters in this Bible.
Nonsense, they're just named after them.
Jean's getting married today. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Well, do you know the name of the guy she's marrying?
Yeah, I heard it in the papers. Some guy by the name of, Sally Russell.
Well, get this. Mary, Jean McClure, to Charles McPherson Darrow, May 24, 1766. Now what do you say?
Congratulations.
Wait a minute. No brigadoon on the map. No phone in the whole town. Thank you, Mr. Somebody, for doing something about a miracle.
A few other things I passed over with Fiona this afternoon. That I was not right, I was never even heard of Hagen Hayes.
I don't understand. I'm beginning to feel a little like a damn fool.
What are you getting so worked up about? They want to disregard 200 years of human ding bang. Let them.
But I've just spent the most wonderful day of my life. Then I remember something like this. Doesn't make sense.
Does to me. It just means that batty people relax you.
Not batty. Can't. Yoda, there's got to be some logical explanation. And logical enough for you.
Well, they don't have to explain anything to me, because I don't care.
Yoda? Is this your
name
in the Bible?
I? And
what? Someone seems to have loud up your
books. Well, there is something for it.
Where?
I, there is. But I
can't have
said. Well, you'd have to speak to the dominie.
The who?
Mr. Levin, our schoolmaster.
Well, where did he live? Down the road, in a tree.
Will you be seated, gentlemen? Are you
nothing here but you. Is that right?
No, that's wrong. Mr. Forsythe's there.
Forsythe? I've heard about him, but I didn't meet him.
Likely not. I think he's dead.
I see what I could stand in the way.
Let me warn you of what I was getting. That what I'm going to tell you is the way to believe.
That's all right. I've already been warned. Why won't I believe it?
Well, because what happened in Brigadoon was a miracle. And most folks didn't believe in miracles. Miracles require faith. And faith, basically, that is Mr. Forsythe. Johnson outside of the shop to come to Brigadoon. We're to clear the tail from the lips of someone in town. He thinks the last of our lives are that. And that would be too many unpleasant, humiliating things for the poor last of us. Now, would you?
I suppose so.
I suppose so. But so many eyes can talk about the miracle of faith.
You don't expect anyone to think you're crazy.
You might very well, but it wouldn't hurt you. I just hit him. Well, now this miracle happened. Let's see. What's today?
Friday.
That means it happened 200 years ago. 200 years ago, the Highlands of Scotland were filled with witches. Wicked serpents were entering the Scottish folk away from the teachings of God, putting the devil in their souls. They were indeed horrible, destructive women. I did suppose you have them so many years ago.
Witches?
Yes, we still have them. We pronounce them differently.
Didn't matter if you were not real, sir. Oh, yeah, I know there's no such thing. But their influence, that was very real indeed. Now, here in Brigadoon, we have an old minister of the church named Mr. Forsythe. A good man he was.
The kindest man in all practice.
I believe he was. No man loved his parish as did Mr. Forsythe. But he was grown old. He agreed from the things that one day knew, he followed so terribly. But most of all, he worried about the witches. They hadn't visited Brigadoon yet. He knew there was a bad woman coming our way. So, he began to wonder if there wasn't something he could do to protect the people of his parish, not only from them, mind you, but from all the evil that might come to Brigadoon from the outside world after he had died. He spent many days walking through the glen, thinking. If he had passed the town, many hours night, would have seen Mr. Forsythe sitting in his chair, thinking. Then one day, he came to me and told me he had decided to ask God for a miracle. He consulted with me because he knew I have a highly logical mind. And he figured as long as he was going to ask for a miracle, he may as well be a well-organized miracle. So, for many days I walked through the glen with him, and for many nights I sat with him by candlelight. Finally, Mr. Forsythe decided what he was going to pray for. And on an early Wednesday morning, right after midnight, he asked God to make Brigadoon vanish to the Highland mist. Vanish, but not for always. It would all return, just as it were, for one day every 100 years. People would go on leading their customary lives. But each morning when they awake, it would be 100 years later. And when we awoke the next day, it was 100 years later.
God,
you see, in this way, Mr. Forsythe, because there would be no change in the lives of people. It just wouldn't be in one century long enough to be changed by it.
And all this happened 200 years ago.
Aye, lad.
Wimpy, it's only 2 days to us. Charles Donovan was in school in Edinburgh. And Mr. Forsyth, not wanting anything to go wrong with the wedding, postponed pray until Charlie comes.
Let me ask you something. Suppose someone gets fed up and wants to leave. Then what?
He cannot leave.
Is that gonna stay here for always?
No, lad. But according to Mr. Forsyth's contract with God, if anyone of Brigadoon leaves, the enchantment is broken for all.
And
that night, when we go to sleep, Brigadoon will disappear forever.
Now look, I'm not saying I believe all this, but just for argument's sake, suppose someone, well, like me, came to Brigadoon and decided he wanted to stay. Could he?
Yeah, he could. Is there a first place for buddy for that? Boy, he can stay. Let's see. Does he love someone here? Not just Brigadoon, my dear. Someone in Brigadoon. Enough to want to give up everything to stay with that one person. Which is how it should be. Just after all that. If you love someone deeply enough, anything is possible.
I think I like that husband.
Shouldn't you be thinking about changing for the wedding?
Tell me, Mr. Lundy, you're all perfectly happy living here in this little town?
Why, of course, lad. After all, sunshine can be to a small boat.
But when you go to sleep at night, what's it like?
Well, for me, it's like being padding on shadowy garments, some far-off cloud. There I sleep in the morning. And sometimes I think I hear strange voices.
Voices?
Aye. They say no words I can remember. But their voice, filled with a fearful longing. And often they seem to be calling back. I pondered it when I awake, and I think I have a feeling I'm here in the outside world. There must be a lot of people out there searching for a Brigadoon. But since the wedding time,